Hey everybody, it's Doug Schell with RE/MAX Oceanside at MakeManYourHome.com. In this episode of the Make Man Your Home podcast, I'm going to be sitting down with Jeff Long. He's an Arbonne consultant, and we just wanted to talk about being healthy. I recently did a 30-day healthy living challenge with Jeff, and he coached me through it, helped me through it. I lost some weight, I feel great, and I'm really excited to talk to him about it. So let's do this. Hey guys, I'm here with Jeff Long, and I'm really excited to talk to Jeff. I'm on a tail end of a 30-day like healthy day living me and my wife did, and Jeff Long has been guiding us through that. So I'm really excited to talk to Jeff, and he's an Arbonne consultant, both him and his wife. But before we get into all that, I'd love to just learn a little bit more about you. So first of all, thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this will be fun. Absolutely. So let's learn a little bit more about you first, and then we'll jump into the healthy living and how great we all feel.
All right. What do you want to know?
Where are you from?
I am from Standish, Maine, originally.
That's right. I actually knew that because you grew up right in the same area
as
my sister. Yeah, Bonnie Eagle Pond. Yeah. I love that pond, man.
Well, now, yeah. When we were kids, not so much.
No. Well, tell me about that. What was it like growing up near the pond?
Oh, well, this was before the EPA had a lot of regulations about where your sewage went.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, the pond got really nasty for a period of time.
Right.
Yeah. It's a great way to start out a podcast. Well,
yeah, that's
I'm talking about sewage.
No, this is kind of funny, actually, because my kids swim in that pond now.
Yeah, well, we used to, and if you had white shorts, they didn't come out white.
So, really? Oh, that bad?
It was that bad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of ponds in Maine, across the country, were like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
But it's cleaned up a lot since.
It's a great pond.
It is. Yeah,
it really is. But, you know, I didn't grow up like near too many lakes, the Great Lakes and all that stuff, but it wasn't nearly like what it is.
Yeah, that's not nearly as big as Bonnie Eagle Pond.
Yeah, right. But what was it like growing up? Like, because, I know where your house is or wherever, where you grew up. I remember where you told me, and I see your sign, long, the name on the mailbox.
On the mailbox,
and stuff.
That belongs to my dad.
It is. Okay, good. So, what was it like growing up, like, on the pond and everything? I mean, did you guys have just, like, free reign? Did they kind of, go have some fun?
Yeah, we had free reign of, like, the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could ride our bikes down around the pond, make a whole loop.
Right.
We used to collect bottles going around it as kids because apparently we had a lot of alcoholics in that area. So there was plenty of money to collect as a kid growing up. We could go down there and ice skate and swim and fish and all that stuff. You wouldn't eat anything you caught for sure. But it was a lot of fun. And the river that used to feed it in, as kids, we would go out in the backwoods and spend time on that river. We'd dam that river up just so could actually catch fish.
Yeah.
And then, spring would come by and ruin it, or the beaver would help, whatever,
whatever
it took. But we used to have fires and stuff out there in the woods. It was a lot of fun growing up in that area as a kid. And of course, we grew up in that time when you got home from school, you did whatever chores you had to do, and you disappeared until dinner time.
Gone. Yeah.
And that was usually when it was dark or, 6 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
Of course, in the winter, it's dark at 4.
Yeah, sure.
But that was literally, growing up as kids, and I had cousins and stuff that lived around. I had friends
who lived around. Oh, you did? So you had a lot of family right in that area?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Now, was there at least now, it doesn't seem like there's a ton of year-round houses around there, though. Like, at least on the water, it looks like a lot of little cottages. Is it?
Oh, there were always a lot of summer.
Like just summer homes.
Yeah,
okay,
just
gotcha.
Summer homes.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the winter, it kind of clears out.
Yeah, nice. It'd be fairly dead during the winter. But, from that, down where it curved around by the lake all the way up the rest of the road was all, year-round.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
cool.
A lot of the camp roads had several year-round people. Once you got on the lake, it was a lot of just
summer people. Yeah. All the little cottages. Yeah. A lot of them are still there, of course. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So grew up there. What happened after high school? Did you go away at all?
Well, I did briefly. I moved to Arizona to go to school.
Nice.
I didn't like that. I started writing a girl. I ended up moving home because of that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you still had a lot of ties back here and all that.
Yes.
So how long did you last in Arizona?
Oh, geez, 3 or 4 months, I think.
Oh, that's all?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty brief.
Yeah.
I grew up on Bonnie Eagle Pond where you could go out at night, never worry about your kids, and move to a place where I was across from a park where they were flying around with helicopters every night and spotlights looking for the drug dealers and the knifers and
right.
the rapists. So, I mean, it was,
oh yeah,
it was very different. Yeah. So, I mean, there was no real attraction for that. I mean, my wife and I love Arizona because we travel there once a year now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But it's, it was way different. Like the clip of Arizona I got then,
you know, gotcha. Yeah.
There was nothing really attractive about it.
And right.
It was a little bit fun, but
that's a
the girl that's I started writing was my wife. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, okay. So it worked out.
It worked out well. Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what did you end up finishing school or?
No, actually,
okay. Me neither.
That's cool. Perfect. You know, who needs college?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a funny story. I funny for me, you know, maybe not for everybody else, but I moved back and I went to work for, I think, Handyman or something like that at the time because I was just trying to find employment. And,
right.
You know, wasn't that...
Do
wasn't,
something.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that easy to find employment, but I wasn't moving back in with my parents. I didn't want to live at home, so I needed a job.
Right.
And I was planning to go back to school. So I found a job at Handyman and then I had an opportunity to go apprentice with my father at a company in Scarborough, which made cleaning products. So
okay.
I went and worked with him for like 3 years there. I didn't end up going back to college. And he and I started our own business back in 93, manufacturing cleaning products.
Okay.
So did that for 25 years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And is that the business that's still going?
I sold, that a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was about 3 years ago and it was just after starting Arbonne when I decided, you know, enough was enough of owning this brick and mortar business and being tied down. Cause I mean, literally for us to take a vacation, I'd have to kill myself to go on vacation, then come back and would have to kill myself making up all that time. So it was, you couldn't really travel with right. and get away from work.
Yeah.
So
That makes it hard on everything.
It does. Yeah. And, yeah. you know, I think the first 7 years of owning that business, I didn't vacation at all. So, I mean, it just, that ate up a lot of time in life. Sure. And I just finally got to that point where I was tired of that lifestyle. And so I just, I said to my father, who's still my partner, he was 76 at the time. And I just said, look, in 3 years, I'm done. We're either selling or I'm walking away.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you're either on board or you're doing this on your own. And he says, nah, I'm 76. I'll be ready to retire. I'm like, perfect. So, we worked it out. It was, you know, it wasn't something where I forced my father. I actually said, you know, you don't feel like I'm forcing you out because that was important. You know, the only way I was getting out of that was to make sure he was taken care of. And,
right.
Fortunately, one of my clients, I mean, we spent 25 years building a really strong business built around, just strong principles of doing right by the customers, making the best quality products we could, having awesome customer service. And that was something that our customers really got to know and love. And one of my customers said to me, who we were doing some toll blending for and manufacturing their own private label brand,
mm-hmm.
Said to me, geez, one day I might buy you. And I go, it just happens I'm for sale. And it worked out. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, they took care of my dad, so I didn't have to worry about him. And I'm working with them probably for about the next 5 years just to make sure everything goes well and that they see the success they want because my buyout really comes on the backside of it.
Gotcha.
So it's important for me to see that side be successful.
Right. See it through, make sure. Yeah, yeah, make
but
sure it goes.
Right. My world is very different now.
You That's know, awesome.
There's no more stress of tax time, and I can go on vacation as a crew of guys that do what I used to do.
Yeah.
So all that stuff that was like
it seems like a big weight off your shoulders.
Oh, huge.
Like, oh, that's
huge.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, some you go sign on like a new car and you get the sinking feeling in your gut because you're like, oh, I got this payment. Or you sign on a house and you got this payment. You know, you get that sinking feeling. When I sold the business, there was no sinking feeling.
It
was signed and it was just like it was the right thing.
Right. It's like, so, get to take a breath.
Yeah. And, you know, the beauty of it is even though, you know, like there was some turmoil in just the transition, the people who bought me have the right mindset and the right ideals and goals so that like that legacy will still live on and having that quality product and that service. So
that seems like a perfect fit.
It is. Yeah. It is. And, awesome. And trust me, it's not smooth putting all that stuff together. And there's like new systems and stuff like that, that are all being implemented. And that's, you know, that's a little bit of a trial. I love my customers because, you know, even though it's been a nuisance going through it, on the backside of this that will be better for them in the future. For one, you know, I was going to be done in 3 years.
Right.
This keeps it going, you know what I mean? So that was one thing that's really huge. But just the fact that they've stuck by me and stuck with us through all this. And it's just, we're just now coming to that backside where everything's starting to go so smooth and so nice.
Like it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So like it's, we're in a great place.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
All right, great, man. That sounds like, you know, a perfect fit and everything's kind of going good on that side of things. So let's talk a little bit about how you became an Arbonne consultant.
Okay.
And started living your life in a healthier way, because I know your story a little bit. It sounds like you weren't the healthiest human beings for a long time, like most of us.
Oh, absolutely.
So why don't you tell me a little bit from like a health perspective? What were you like, you know, before Arbonne, and how did you kind of get into becoming more healthy?
Oh, before Arbonne, I was what the regular world calls normal.
Yes.
So I ate fast food. I wouldn't say ho-hos in the cupboard, but, you know, occasional Twinkies. You know, I didn't think anything about what I ate. I was one of those guys that never really had a weight issue, even though because of Arbonne, I lost over 20 pounds.
Oh, nice.
But I never had a weight issue.
Okay.
Because I was always so active. I was always like constantly on the go,
right,
burning calories. I probably...
So you were burning enough that you weren't...
Yeah, that I wasn't having that weight, that real weight issue. But... Right. I was getting to that point in my life where I was starting to feel old and run down and ragged. I mean, I suffered with 20 years of chronic fatigue, so I was always tired. And that was, you know, every time I'd go see the doctor, that would be like the theme.
Right.
You know, it would be usually a cold or something that would bring me there because everybody avoids the doctor.
Sure.
And while I was there, he'd be like, well, how's everything else? And I'd be like, well, everything else is all right, except I've got this rash, or I'm run down, or my knees hurt all the time, or stuff like that. And it would be blood work and blood tests and sleep apnea tests and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and finally, you know, it was like, here's a cream for that. Drink more coffee, because I don't know what to tell you about the tiredness thing, and I've never drank coffee, you know. So,
oh, wow.
That led me to Monster Energy drinks. So,
oh, sure.
Amongst eating a lot of bad stuff and the Monster Energy drinks, I was starting to really feel beat up and worn out. And so because of that, and the fact that the way my job was in owning my business, I really owned a job.
Right.
In this case, because I was doing most of the manufacturing myself. And because of that,
a lot of stress involved.
There. It was a lot of stress,
yeah,
but it was a lot of stress on the body. And I was getting to a point where physically was dragging me down. So at this point, my wife and I got a gym membership. We started working out. We started doing what normal people do when they decide to diet, you know, cut out the fast food. You don't eat it as much. Maybe not so much red meat, because you hear how bad that is for you. Cut out the, all the junk stuff and start eating more salads and things like that. But it wasn't helping.
Gotcha.
I wasn't feeling a difference. And then I think it was probably 5 years ago now, maybe just a little bit more, a little bit less, that I just finished. There's this other company in Gorham where our business was, who's a competitor of ours, but we're real friendly competitors and share a lot of stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished loading some stuff in my truck, and all of a sudden I get this shooting pain in the jaw. I got lightheaded. I felt like I was I just felt really sick and really bad, really fast. My heart rate was all over the place.
Wow.
And I called my wife and I said, I think I'm having a heart attack. And
yeah,
she
sure.
said, do you want to go to the quick care? And I'm like, I'm going to go have lunch first. And because that's what guys do, you know, we want to make sure we're dying
right
before we actually go to the hospital
and have a sandwich.
Exactly. Because anything else is a waste of time.
Yeah.
So I had a lot to do that day. So I went back to work. Our business was one of those, we were in a multi-unit building and other people would come over and have lunch with us from our businesses. So we had that like nice little community. I'm eating lunch and they're like, you all right? And I'm like, no, I feel like I'm dying. And so I called up my wife and I said, all right, I'm going to the quick care. She's like, I'll meet you there. So I get to the quick care. They don't find anything. By then it had subsided.
Interesting.
And they said, we don't know what to tell you. Call your doctor. So I call my doctor on Monday. I go in and see him. And he says, you know, if this happens again, I want you to take a ride in an ambulance. Call them because they can get you on a monitor quick. Don't waste any time and
don't go have lunch.
Exactly. Don't go have lunch and we'll have you see a specialist also. So, about a week goes by and, I'm an avid paintball player. I have been for 30 years or actually going on like 33 years now playing paintball.
Oh, nice.
And,
we're going to talk about that before you go.
Oh okay, yeah. It's a lot of fun. So if, or at this point during the winter time, we were also playing airsoft because paint makes a mess out of your good winter clothes.
Okay,
airsoft doesn't, but we still get to go out and shoot each other because we like to do that as friends.
Okay.
Friends shoot each other.
Yeah, why not?
So exactly. So, I'm cleaning up these airsoft guns, getting them ready to roll. And, my wife's making this awesome dinner and all of a sudden I start getting that feeling again. Mm. And I'm like, all right, Lynn's making dinner. So... We'll just get through dinner. So
there's a theme going here, Jim.
Yeah, I'm stupid. Yeah. That's the theme. No. So I eat dinner and I look at her and I go, all right, we need to go to the hospital now. And she goes, are you sentence enhancer kidding me? And yeah. I'm like, no, we really need to go. And we didn't call the ambulance because again, I didn't die the last time. I probably wasn't dying this time, but we go in and they get us on a heart or get me on a heart rate monitor and they start running all the tests because my heart is like all over the place.
Oh, wow.
And they end up putting me on aspirin. They said, we don't see where you had a heart attack, but you need to see a specialist. So I go home that whole week. I am like all over the place. I felt awful. I was pretty sure I was dying. And who knows what part of that was my own brain telling me. I'm
sure.
Dying.
Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, yeah. At that point, your nerves start.
Exactly.
Going, the anxiety,
I'm killing myself at this point. Exactly. There's nothing, you know, at this point, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm killing myself.
Right.
And so I end up seeing a specialist and come to find out it's not a heart issue. It's a gut issue. So long story short.
Oh, wow.
Monster energy drinks were killing my gut. Even though we were eating more healthy, that was still not as healthy as we could have
done. Did they find like ulcers and stuff or like,
no,
on the brain type thing?
No, he just said that I suffer from esophageal spasms, which is,
Sure.
You know, recurring.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Kind of like, right. Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't get like heartburn, but instead you get like this real shooting pain in your chest as like a warning. And then you get this huge pain in your jaw.
Yeah.
And then your heart's all over the place because it affects all your heart muscles.
Good, because, right. Because it's all right.
It, yeah. It burns a hole in the liner. And,
And such. I've never had it that bad, but I've certainly experienced the little like, you know, flutters there. And I'm kind of like, oh, what the heck is that?
Yeah. I'd have it so bad I couldn't talk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So at this point I get put on a prescription drug, which he said, you'll probably be on this for the rest of your life. That was Omeprazole. And I'm not a prescription guy by any means, because I know that usually there's a side effect to that. As much as I didn't want to change my health, I pay attention.
Yeah.
So these are certain things that I just kind of already knew going in that, all right, this is not going to be good for me long-term. So, the good news is I do a lot of networking and I happen to know an Arbonne consultant and she was always talking about this healthy living stuff. And of course, all the years that I got to know Arbonne, it was always skincare or makeup or things like that.
Oh,
it was more a
that's funny because you and I really have never talked about skincare too much.
Yeah, exactly.
We talk about, you know, what we're eating, but anyway, go ahead.
So I mean, that's where Arbonne was started. And then in 2011 they launched this amazing nutrition system, and that was based on a lot of studies, but it was designed by a doctor who had a PhD in nutrition. It was based on the China study, which was eliminating like allergens from your diet, or talked about a lot of allergens that are out there and such in the China study. It's a very interesting read if you ever have the chance to.
Yeah.
A little boring too, but it really gives you an understanding of how we can prove through history how what we eat and put in our body actually does affect us in the ways that it does. And we now live in a country where 50% of us will die of either heart disease or cancer.
Right.
And that's statistically. So I knew,
that's a good point.
You know, so I know that, you know, standard medicine is not my route here, because if I go the routes of standard medicine, I'm still going to be sick. Yeah. I'll just be taking a drug to take care of that. So,
now, did the doctor at all talk about diet with you, or was it just a, hey, isn't that interesting how that happens? I mean,
You know, there's a shift coming and you see it. I've talked to some doctors who they're really starting to realize that, okay, maybe our way of doing things or the way that it's always been needs to change. Mm-hmm. But the problem is people put too much faith in the industry that is really controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. When you read back to the roots of all of what goes on in medicine today, it all goes back to pharmaceutical.
Right.
They really guide everything. You know, like the China study is not peer reviewed.
Right.
Nobody will peer review the China study because he became a heretic in that industry. He was a doctor and he became a heretic because he knew that there was a better way to heal yourself.
Right.
And it wasn't the pharmaceutical way. It was through nutrition and diet. There's no money in nutrition and diet, at least not for the pharmaceutical industry.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's when I see people who get into that system and then they're sick their entire life, they're on medication their entire life.
Which is a lot of people, unfortunately.
Which is the majority of people in this country. Mm-hmm. They're especially in their older years. They're either on high blood pressure, cholesterol medicine, or they're battling cancer, or they're battling, you know, whatever they've accumulated in their bodies over those years are starting to culminate into these sicknesses that just here's a pill for.
Right.
When all's in many cases it takes is just changing your diet and eating healthier. So I knew this kind of going in and a little bit, not a lot, but enough right. that I knew better.
Enough that you were like, hey, I don't want to take meds for the rest of my life.
I don't want to be that person.
I would probably be the same way. I mean, I don't like taking prescriptions either. I mean, the 1 week, you know, or something like that is fine.
Yeah.
You know, an antibiotic here and there, but it's like if somebody told me you got to take it for the rest of your life. Yeah.
If you get an infection.
We're too young for that.
Yeah, exactly. And if you get an infection, you need, you know, an antibacterial, or you need
right.
to take, what do they call that stuff?
Penicillin, amoxicillin, that kind of stuff.
And there's an actual word for that. This is a quiz.
The antibiotic?
Antibiotic. Thank you. Brain cramp.
Yeah.
So, kick the table. You need that stuff, but I knew I didn't need to be on omeprazole my whole life. So I reached out to the Arbonne consultant who happened to suffer from the same thing before Arbonne.
Oh, interesting.
And she set us up with one of their products, which is a product called Digestion Plus, which is one that you've used in the plan.
Yeah, I know it well.
Yeah, and I heard you guys didn't like so much that mixed with water, right?
No, we didn't, but I got to admit... you know, because I think the first time I tried it, I put it right in the shake, and we'll talk more about that stuff, you know, in a little bit. But I put it right in the shake, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. And then we, you know, saw somebody online talk about you just, you know, drink it with water in the morning.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that every morning.
Have you? And, how do you like it with the water? Because I don't do it with the water.
Oh, you don't?
No. I mix it with a fizz if I have to. If I can't put it in my shake, I mix it with a fizz.
Well, I'm kind of one of those guys that I always look at things like that, like, you know, it's only going to take like 5 seconds. I mean, I can suffer through anything for 5 seconds, you know? So I got to admit, like the first few days, it was really kind of like, ugh. But now, I don't necessarily like love it right now, but I get it down and it's no big deal anymore.
Here's the funny thing is, have you tried putting it back in your shake? Because
maybe I should.
Because maybe it was just an adjustment to have the shakes.
You know what I mean? That's a good point. Because it was like the first time I had a shake too. So it's like, I got to take something out of this.
Yeah. Because I started adding it to my shakes because you used to be able to put it on your tongue.
Yeah.
But Arbonne's a very clean company. And we've always, we have like 2,000 ingredients we will not manufacture with. So if there's anything that even spikes a concern out there that it could be bad for you, Arbonne will formulate it out or avoid it or whatever it takes to be the healthiest company that is out there. That's really our mission and our goal. So the product used to have maltodextrin in it. So you used to be able to put it on your tongue, but maltodextrin has a bad name because it comes from corn, and most corn is genetically modified. Well, Arbonne doesn't use any genetically modified products. They would use non-GMO source. So it wasn't bad for you, but it has a bad name.
Right.
So you can't put it on your tongue anymore because they formulated out the maltodextrin. So I started to have to add it to my shake.
Yeah,
that's why Arbonne Consultants exist. You reach out to us. we make it better for you. Because the whole idea is to not have to suffer through anything or to choke anything down.
Right, it's
to enjoy it and to see the benefits.
Right.
No, it's funny because that's the only product that I was like, well, somebody said to just freaking like shoot it.
And yeah,
I'm like, all right, I've been shooting it for, I mean, almost 30 days now. And it's like, I'm used to it now.
But I'll
try it back.
I've tried the shooting.
Yeah. It's like taking a shot. You kind of
trust
like,
me. I'm like you. I hate if I don't like it, I don't want it and I avoid it. So anyways, I reached out to my consultant. She put me on that product and instantly I was like within a week, I was off from Epracil.
Isn't that awesome? Now, if I understand that product right, it's like a probiotic and a prebiotic.
Yes.
Type thing, kind of like all in one, right?
So it's a probiotic, prebiotic, and 11 digestive enzymes.
All natural, all organic is the buzzword.
Like Arbon only sources from the cleanest ingredients they can get. So there's in this country, we have organic, and there are many different levels of organic. And across the world, they have what's called pure soil practices.
Mm-hmm.
And pure soil practices is a step above organic. And what that is there's like, so for a number of years, you're not allowed to have any contaminants within the soil. The soil actually has to be clean. So that way there you know that you're getting the cleanest product possible. Here in this country, our government loves to let you get away with certain things because they want to allow big business to compete.
Right.
So if we take away, if we take away the food industry from big business, there's a lot of money to be lost there. So, our government is very pro-business, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Rightly so. But, they let the market do what it can. But I understand.
It's only a good thing if there's full transparency.
Right.
And that's the problem, is there isn't a lot of full transparency in this country. So, yes, we source from the cleanest ingredients. We really were founded on the principles of pure, safe, and beneficial. And we're a 40-year-old company coming up this year.
Nice.
And so we've always been like that. That's never changed. We're a vegan company. I'm not a vegan personally, but when you think about like skincare and stuff, one of our founding principles in our skincare and all the products that we use on our body is about absorption. That it takes 26 seconds or less for whatever you put on your skin to absorb into your blood. So if you've got byproducts that have animal byproducts in them, you now have everything the animals have eaten. And today, that equals genetic modification. Yeah, that equals the antibiotics. 80% of the antibiotics in this country go to livestock to keep them alive because we feed most of them corn. So all this stuff's kind of like a slippery slope.
Okay.
So
so you're either ingesting or putting on your skin, all that bad stuff.
Exactly. Right. So you're bringing it in. So along comes our nutrition program because we realize that's going on. So, if you disinfect this table and I rub my arm on it, that ends up in my blood, right? So, and that's meant to kill living organisms. So that ends up in my blood. The stuff that we inhale, the stuff that comes in our water or our drinks, the stuff that's in our food, all the stuff that we call toxins that are only called that because our body can't process them or burn them as fuel, right? So all these things end up coming into our system, and what causes a lot of issues that we have in our society these days is the fact that our livers can't keep up with and our kidneys can't keep up with processing all the toxins.
Yeah.
So guys will start, we'll hit our 30s and our metabolism changes as part of it, plus we can't flush all those toxins out, and we get this little ring of fat around our gut. Or we're feeling run down or tired or we're bloated or all these different things are going on, and it's caused from the foods that we're putting in our body.
Yeah, sure.
And because of what we've done through genetic modification, which, Monsanto, for example, is one of the hugest offenders in this country of genetically modifying everything. The problem is we don't know what took us years, thousands and millions of years of developing to the diet we have today. We don't know what that genetic modification is going to do.
not enough time to figure that out.
So, I don't want that stuff in my body. All I know is my body picks up on it and realizes it's an issue.
Right.
The genetic modification that we allows also a lot more pesticides to be sprayed on stuff. And, sure. and glyphosate is the number one ingredient in pesticides, and it's now been proven to be cancerous. Oh, wow. So all that stuff's in our food. So yeah. these are all the reasons that I was drawn to Arbonne. So when I did the 30-day program, I went in kicking and screaming like you.
Is that what got you started in Arbonne?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it was like, hey, you got to do the 30-day.
Well, yes and no.
Or you should.
Yes and yeah. no. One, I really loved the culture. I really loved their philosophies, and I was really getting sick of where I was at, right?
Right.
So this was kind of all happening at the same time. There was like a lot of moving pieces.
Right.
But before I had done the 30-day to healthy living, we'll step back about a year. I was doing the Digestion Plus. My wife and I were...
Oh, so you started that. Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't start the program.
Right.
But we were using some of the products.
Yeah.
So we were using that whey protein part of that we could buy at Sam's Club that you would choke down because it was so disgusting.
Sure.
So we switched over to the Arbonne protein part of it because it just took a little bit of education to realize that that stuff was more beneficial
it's better for me. For you
that, I was gonna, okay. that I was actually getting...
So you were already, like drinking shakes or whatever.
Yes.
And you just decided to move on to the Arbonne shakes.
Yes. Okay. But I was still eating,
which are great. I got to admit, I do like the shakes. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome.
After my 30 days, or I'm coming close on it, I've become like I like them. Like I wake up, I'm like, hey, that's what's for breakfast. Let's go.
I do two a day.
Yeah,
because one, it's convenient. They taste great.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But anyways, sorry, I don't know where this all come from in my throat.
That's all right.
You're choking me up, man.
Yeah.
So
we'll hug afterwards.
It's okay. Not on camera, though. So anyways, so I was doing some of the products. I was trying to curb my addiction to the Monster Energy drinks because I knew they were bad for me. So I started doing the Fizz Sticks. So I was doing some of this stuff, but I hadn't like leaked into the program.
Gotcha.
But at this point, I was also thinking about doing the Arbonne business with my wife because I could really see where just those differences were, where I could go make differences in other people's lives because
right.
I wasn't the only person suffering from this stuff, you know, and I knew it. There are a lot of people around me who are suffering from it.
Oh, I think probably most people are to a certain extent, you know, I mean, just with the amount of crap that everybody eats.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So you and your wife are consultants.
Yes.
So you guys have like as a family, you have kids too, right?
We do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're growing up now.
How many kids do you have?
We have a son who has two kids of his own now. And we have a daughter who is her third year in college.
All right. Great.
So Jordan.
Yeah. They pretty healthy eaters too?
My daughter, yes, because of osmosis. My son had moved out by this point because he had grown up.
Okay.
So when we tried
He wasn't part of that transition.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's,
or at least in the house with
him. It's unfortunate because it will take him more time to eventually realize society's making a shift, you know, so there are different things.
Well, as an adult too, it's harder to adjust to anything.
Yeah. His wife has joined us in the business. So hopefully she will have that influence over time and he'll start to see the benefit in that.
Yeah.
But you make a good point. I mean, what we do with our children, they're going to grow up and that's what they're going to know and they're going to learn.
Right.
We ate horribly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
our son grew up knowing that fast food was a thing. You know, that's the norm. Fast food, eating out.
My kids get excited. At McDonald's? Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, mac and cheese, you name it. I mean, all that boxed and processed food stuff was okay.
Yeah.
That's what we ate. So that's the way he grew up. So even though I like, you know, pick on him for it from time to time, I realize it's not his fault. He's where I was a ways back. You know what I mean? But it took time for me.
It takes time. Yeah, absolutely.
It does. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a smart guy. He'll figure it out.
Right.
So,
Anyway, you took some time of just using products.
Yep.
That's interesting because you got me sucked in on the Fizz stuff for a little while there. I love that stuff.
That's how I do it. You see me oftentimes around the playground. Hey, kid, give this to you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm buying crack from you.
Exactly.
The car, you know? Yeah. But all right. So you're using that stuff, kind of getting used to it.
Yeah.
Now, when you started using those products, did you shift your diet quite a bit as well? Or was it kind of like a...
At this point, our diet was shifting. So we were cutting out the fast food. At this point, I hadn't had fast food for like a year.
Okay.
So
you were eating healthier.
Not necessarily.
Exactly.
We weren't eating toxin free.
Right.
We were eating healthy.
Right. Okay. All right. So then what happened there? Did you just decide like, hey, look, I really want to be helping people?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the decision. And I knew coming in that I had to do the program full on.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't, I couldn't share it. I couldn't share it with somebody something I hadn't experienced. I won't tell you to do the shakes if I haven't done the shakes. I won't tell you the skincare will make you look younger if it hadn't already made me look younger.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just that's not, I have to believe in something in order to be able to share it. And I have to be all in.
Makes sense.
And so we did the 30-day to healthy living program. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that I would just get more energy, because even still, I was still dealing with like brain fog issues, with the 20 years of chronic fatigue that hadn't gone away, because we were still getting exposed to all this other aspects of our life that were still in our system. And I didn't understand why. I didn't know why. I wasn't sure. I knew my gut issue was cleared up, that I could get by without the Monster energy drinks. I knew this stuff was going on. I knew that my protein powder tasted better, and that, you know, according to science, I was getting more benefit from it, but I still felt, you know, right. run down.
Right.
And
yeah, still kind of sluggish and all that.
Makes yeah, sense. Exactly. Yeah. And I still, and we were working out, like I said, we got that gym membership, but I still was 20 pounds heavier than I am today. And I still had that ring around my gut that wouldn't, no matter how much I worked out, go away. It just would not.
Right.
So going into the program, I honestly just had expectations that I would hopefully, that I was going to get more energy. That's all I wanted out of it, was more energy, because my sponsor who brought me in said that that was one of the biggest things, the energy and the clarity. So that's what I, that's all I wanted.
Right.
That was it. I started the program 10 days in, I was down 10 pounds, or 12 days in, I was down 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I lost 2 inches on my waist. So that ring around my waist was gone in that amount of time.
Right.
And it's, the effects vary from people to people and how closely you follow the program, obviously. And guys to women. Guys,
we've noticed that with me and my wife. Yeah.
Guys will shed weight so fast, their wives will hate them.
Right.
And it's not fair.
It's exactly what happened.
But yeah. women will lose inches before they lose weight. So that's almost like the norm across the board, but not always the case. But it's almost, you know, that's almost the norm. We're like two very different animals in that way.
Yeah, sure.
So around day 7, 8, or 9, I think I felt like really blah as the toxins were being released out of my system. And then after that, I got like this amazing energy and clarity. I always suffered from adult acne. I brought a demonstration today, sitting right here. So if this camera gets a good enough clarity, you can see it. but it's because in this program, you cut out the allergens that cause most of the issues in our health and society: dairy, gluten, corn. You cut out alcohol for 30 days because the whole idea is to also balance the blood sugar, balance out your pH. And I know a lot of these things are like scary and people think they can't do it. I'll tell you, if you can't give up something for 30 days, you're addicted to it.
Right.
And then you know you need to give it up, right? So, and it's just to find out what you're allergic to, what causes the issues and the symptoms in your body. And for me, the trigger's dairy, right? And gluten. So, but I used to have to ice my knees every night. I had the worst knees, my back every night, and that cleared up. That went away. That no longer is an issue.
Wow.
My skin cleared up. My skin got stronger. My nails got stronger. All these things just changed in my body that I was like, all right, there's something bigger here.
Something's happening.
There's something more than just this program at work. And it's really about what we're feeling our bodies with.
Right.
And, you know, what I tell people is our program, you can do and live this way without Arbonne. You really can.
Right. Yeah. And I remember you telling me that right from the beginning. Yeah.
But it's very difficult to make all that stuff yourself.
I could see.
So making, you know, 3 clean meals a day and all your snacks is hard to do. Detoxing the stuff out of your body takes more time. Arbonne makes it easier and simpler. And the company's philosophies and principles help me to share it, because I know that what I'm sharing with people are the cleanest things. And the other thing too that I love about our program is there's so much stuff out there about losing weight, getting healthier. Yeah. And you go and you read the ingredients and you're like, okay, thank you for marketing to me, but all I have to do is read your ingredients to see that you really don't care about making me healthier. You just care about making me lose weight.
Shedding some pounds.
Exactly. And once I've shed the pounds, the cheap ingredients you filled this with are really not going to be beneficial for me over the long term. Or the other thing that I love is that people will invest all this money in stuff to make them healthier and they don't get the results. What I love about Arbonne is It's a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Right.
If you don't get the results you want, Arbonne doesn't ask, well, did you follow the program?
Right.
Or,
oh, that's right. Know, yeah. They're not going to give you a hassle.
Did you have a beer halfway through? Did you,
right.
you know, have a little dairy because you felt like it? They don't hassle you. They just give you back your money. We're yeah. really a relationship company. And the goal is to service the client.
Right.
And that's what I love about it. So people can go into this and risk absolutely nothing. It's a 30-day program. So you do it for 30 days. You have 45 days to decide if you got what you want out of it.
Right.
And if you didn't, they give you back money.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. That's yeah, awesome.
It's really awesome.
I can certainly tell you're wicked passionate about this. And I think that's one of the things, you know, Jeff and I met, what has it been, probably three, four years ago now?
It's got to be at least three.
Yeah. In a networking group. And I was always drawn to you just because you were so passionate about, you know, the healthy eating. And quite honestly, at the time that we met, I was... I won't use names, but I was doing like one of those national televised, you know, weight loss programs,
yep.
you know what I mean? Just, mm-hmm. to lose some weight, which for losing weight worked, you know, mm-hmm. I'll give them that. You know what I mean? I did lose weight, but I was always one of those guys, the energy, you know what I mean? It was like, I'm one of those, you know, after lunch, that 2 o'clock, I borderline could like fall asleep standing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From like 2 to 4.
Been there.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, I got to do work, you know, and that was always frustrating to me,
yep.
you know, and the funny story is I've been talking to Jeff about this 30-day thing for the whole time I've known you.
Yeah,
you know?
You told me I'd have to drag you kicking and screaming.
Yes.
And I almost did.
Yeah, a few months ago, we had lunch together, and I said, Jeff, the only way you're going to get me to finally do this is you literally have to come over to my house, shackle me up, and feed me stuff. So the reason that I got into it was because, number one, I went to my wife and said, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, and she said, hey, I want to do it. And I was like, okay, now we're in.
Makes it easier.
Yeah, it was like, geez.
You do it as a couple.
My wife's yep. in, we're in. And I always took the approach like, hey, I can do anything for 30 days. It's not that yep. long of a time frame, you know? And Jeff has been awesome. Just, you know, helping us through the whole process, the whole nine yards. The products from Arbonne are great, easy to follow. I thought it was going to be super hard. It ended up being a lot easier than we thought, you yep. know? You know, we worked really good together. Almost everything you just said in this whole thing was true.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. Like after, you know, the first 7 days, I kind of blah. And then it was like literally 8 or 9 days, all of a sudden, I mean, my energy is up the whole nine yards. You know, I feel great. The sustainable energy is what I like,
yeah.
you know, all day long. You know, yeah. I'm not falling asleep at my desk.
That's good. And I see your desk. You actually stand up. And
I do. I stand that. Up. I would fall asleep standing up. Yeah.
That could be hazardous.
Yeah. Why don't we talk, just to maybe end on a note, why don't we talk about like maybe like a sample day of what the 30-day is like? You know, I can, I can kind of
yeah.
tell a little bit about what we do on a daily basis and then what you do to give us better tips.
Yep.
So maybe I'll start by saying what I do and then you can maybe either correct or advise things like okay. that. So, so I get up and like we talked about before, I shoot that stuff. That's like yep. almost the first thing I do aside from drinking some water to kind of, you know, splash some water on my face, all that. I shoot that stuff. And then I have the detox tea, you know, get one of those going. And, you know, I sip on that. I drink that. I don't eat anything until after I'm kind of alert and awake and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And then I have a shake, you know, and I've kind of liked both vanilla and chocolate mixed together. You know what I mean? Fruit, all that kind of stuff.
My wife loves it.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. Almond milk.
Yep. I'm more a plain vanilla guy.
Are you?
Yeah. Always have been. But I love it with strawberries.
Yeah. I would side towards the vanilla, but I've yep. been doing both together. And yep. it's just, you know, it's kind of fun. I got a wicked sweet tooth, though. So the chocolate kind of helps out a little
yeah.
bit to
yeah.
cure
yeah.
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have that shake.
You it know. Is low glycemic, by the way, so it's okay that you have sweet tooth.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I have that shake, and then off I go. The only snack, I'm a big, like, mid-morning snacker,
yep.
or I always have been, but I've reduced that down to I just eat, like, a green apple at, like, 10 o'clock yep. or so. You know, that's kind of like my time where I'm like, okay, I'll eat this. Lunch comes around. I go home. I have another shake, you know, and that time I'll throw some spinach in it and some other stuff just to yep. kind of do that. My afternoon snacks are almonds, berries. We found these, rice flour, rice cakes, you yeah. know, that are really good. You know, maybe another green apple, you know, those types of things. And then dinner, my wife's an awesome cook. Don't tell her I said that, but no, I'm just kidding. She's an awesome cook and she'll make a clean meal for us where we can sit down and have a meal. And then later at night, I'll have another, you know, one of the teas,
yeah.
You know, so that's kind of like the basic day. How's your day go when you're on the, 30-day detox?
What
we call it, healthy day.
Well, we live like a 90-10 lifestyle anyways now because of it, because we realize the benefit in that. But we also like to have fun. We like to go out and hang out with our friends and do dinner out and stuff. So we just make wiser choices now, or at least I do. You know, my wife can get away with certain things and not have it land on her skin. Me, not so much. Like, we went out to breakfast on Saturday and I didn't ask for them not to put butter on it. So there was butter on my, food, and I scraped it off and it still landed on my face 2 days later. So that's how sensitive I am to it. I'm sensitive to gluten. It gives me a rash and it makes my knees and back ache, but I can do it as long as I don't do it consistently.
Okay.
So that's kind of my 90-10 lifestyle. But, you know, when I'm on the 30 days, I'm very strict to it because I'm on there for a reason. It's to clean my system completely out, reset, get a fresh start. But for the most part, between being on the detox and my regular lifestyle now, they're almost the same.
Okay.
So like,
so and, you're living that life.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's one, it's convenient. It tastes great. And I'm a creature of habit, so it's easier for me to follow that. So what a typical day looks like for me is I get up in the morning, I have my shake, I make that right away while I'm preparing my lunch for the day, because I always pack it and bring it with me because there aren't a lot of good eating out options. If I eat out, I just try to make clean choices or go someplace that has, there are a lot of restaurants that have, like, you know, you can get gluten-free bread now. You can get grass-fed.
I've noticed a lot of restaurants cater to, well, somewhat clean, you know, eating.
Yeah, I know,
I'm sure it's not perfect because it's a restaurant, but I have noticed that almost every restaurant has, like, some option.
Yeah, and a lot of them are starting to buy, like, locally sourced, too, now. So, I mean, there's a lot that, like I said, there's a shift coming. People are starting to realize that, you know, people want healthier options. So that's cool. So I have that shake. I mix myself up a fizz. I have it on my way. Wherever I'm heading that day.
Yeah.
And then I, mid-morning, Arbonne has protein bars, which I'll have one of those because it's convenient. Lunchtime, I'll have a shake usually and some carrot sticks and hummus or, you know, something clean for a snack to go with it.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, I have my green apple on the way home from work, some almonds too. I do pack down a lot of food.
Nice.
I mean, that's one thing. You talk about the old program you were on. I bet you used to count calories with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it was never about the ingredients. It was just about the calories.
No, it was always, calories.
Yeah, you know, so all that points. Stuff.
Yeah, and, yeah, exactly.
And with this, did you count any calories?
Never.
You lost weight, right?
Exactly. That is a really good point because me and my wife have never looked at calorie. We've never counted anything. You know, we've never said, hey, how much of this can I eat? Yeah. It was always just about, is that organic? Is that clean?
Yeah.
You know, and is it on the list? You know, because you guys come up with a great list that we can, you know, go by.
I'm not knocking that program at all. And I'll tell you why, because what they do at least get people in the habit of is having a habit.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the cool part.
I agree.
It's changing.
It stopped me from going to McDonald's.
Exactly.
It starts to
change the mindset, and that's important. So it brings the service, and we even can work in conjunction with that larger, well-known name brand.
Right.
If you don't know who it is, then Google large, well-known name brand where you count calories and... So anyways.
That's funny. Yeah.
Is there a reason we can't say the name?
I don't know. I just...
So we don't advertise for that.
Exactly.
It's my podcast, not theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
You can come do a podcast. But anyways, there's nothing wrong with that. And we can work in conjunction with that, but you don't have to count calories when you're putting the right fuels in your body. So, and then at night, my wife makes a clean meal. Sometimes we make stuff that we can have a couple of times a week. You know, one thing I would like to put out there is that we have a Facebook group of our own, which is called Inspiring Wellness with Lynn and Jeff.
Yes.
And we really like to help motivate people with that. We share clean recipes all the time. We do a little marketing. A
lot of great stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, little marketing, but not a lot.
It's not good. It's okay.
I mean, we have to eat. Yeah, so yeah. We like good food.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But it's really there to help serve and to bring value. So, you know, anybody's welcome to that. It doesn't matter whether they're friends with us on Facebook. All they have to do is find us, Inspiring Wellness with Lynn and Jeff. And
yeah, and that's actually like a group too, right? You got an initiative.
It is a group. Okay, yeah, it's somebody asked to be in. I will add them. And the reason we do that is because, you know, sometimes people share their stories. And they don't want them to go public for
public,
the whole
world. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
So it's really to kind of keep that private for the people who join the group.
Right.
So.
And I'll put in the comments of wherever, if you're watching or listening to this, I'll put in the comments like how to find you and all that.
Oh, awesome.
So, you know, I'll put your email in there so people can reach out to you and all that.
Very cool.
So, this is great, man. I feel like we could probably spend another like 2 hours talking about this.
But
I think we might lose some people.
I can always spend two more hours talking about me. You, maybe not so much.
Right. Exactly. Love it. I think this was great, man. Awesome. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it. When you reached out and said, you know, I love your podcast, by the way.
Thank you. And
I actually watched one. I'm going to start watching some more because it really is interesting and fun and to learn about what other people do.
Yeah.
But when you reached out and said, you know, Chris, you have your podcast and it's titled
Make Maine Your Home.
Make Maine Your Home. Thank you. I'm like, all right, how does that have to do with healthy living at all? And when I reached out and said, if you want to do a podcast about it, we sure can. But I get it now.
Everybody's got to be healthy.
Exactly. We want you to live in the home that Doug helps you get
for a long time. Live there until like you're 100.
Or live there a very short period of time. Call Doug, have him help you sign.
Exactly.
There we go. A little promoting.
Perfect.
So, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming, man. Yeah. Hey, thank you. Hopefully this was helpful to you all. Comment below if you have any questions. In the description, you'll see Jeff Long's contact information. If you have any questions, he's happy to help in any way. Thanks. And remember, if you're going to make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Make Maine Your Home podcast. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to it, rate it, and of course share it. You can also check out the video version on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/makemaineyourhome. I also want to give a special shout out to Portland Podcast. They're Maine's first podcasting studio. I dump all these files right in their lap and, you know, they're able to make it happen with ease. So thanks to them. And thanks again for listening. Have a great day and we'll see y'all soon.